Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to a new episode of Phillies Today, right here with Francisco Rojas on this off day on a Thursday after the Phils get back-to-back sweeps for the first time all season. First time all season. I did not realize that, as I think they won six straight games for the first time all season as well. So this team, they are really hot right now. Felt like they've been due for it, but we're going to get into all of it. And the Phils, 4.5 back right now of the divisional leaders, Atlanta Braves, where I think, honestly, like a lot of us, were, including myself, are writing off the division. So we'll talk about it. It was a tweet I put out a couple days ago now. Who is the most important Philly for the next 5 weeks to make sure they secure a playoff spot? A lot of people replied to me, so I wanted to bring this up on the pod because I wanted to give my answer and I wanted to get other people's thoughts, some of everybody's thoughts out there as well. And then the Phils sign Nestor Cortez. So what does that mean for this rotation? What does Don Mattingly think about potentially having a six-man rotation? We'll talk about that. You'll hear the audio of Don Mattingly discussing that. And then we'll do a series preview against St. Louis Cardinals, who the Philadelphia Phillies have up next, as they've come off back-to-back sweeps from the Field of Dreams game, from the sweep of the Minnesota Twins, to sweeping the Miami Marlins, getting a little bit lucky a couple of nights ago as an umpire made a bad call on a ball that was what? That was Sanoja from Miami, who should have been a bases clearing extra base hit, and the Marlins or the Phillies catch a break. They end up winning the game, but the Marlins, the Phillies caught a break on that because the Marlins should have had a base clearing double that would have either, forget what that point, tied the game or given the lead. I forget, but either way, the Phillies caught a break. That was way back on Monday night. But either way, Phils do their job. Bad calls happen. Of course, it's nice to say that on this side as they won the game. But so you win that game on Monday night. Last couple of nights, you win those two as well. And now you get back-to-back sweeps, like I said, for the first time all season. I did not realize that. First time all season. First time all season, you get back-to-back sweeps. And I thought, at some point in that two-month stretch between May and June that, where they were playing just phenomenal baseball under Don Mattingly, that I thought they would have swept, had a couple of back-to-back sweeps, maybe not, three or four sweeps in a row, but, back-to-back, thought they had done it. But either way, they hadn't. This is the first time they've done it. And at a good time, as, you're getting to the stretch run of the season and where, you need to win series here. I mean, I'm just look, I just want this team to win series, but I will definitely take the sweep right now. As like I said, they're 4.5 back of the Atlanta Braves. The Braves lost again, and they have the second wild card spot right now. The Cubs are 74-54. They're in the first spot of the wild card. Phillies 70-58 second wildcard spot, and the Padres right now are 68-60 with the third spot in the National League wildcard. So those are your three spots. Phillies are holding number two. And look, man, just got to keep winning these series. Like Mattingly's talking about taking it a day at a time, and you got to take it a day at a time. And they are, you know, winning series that, you know, the Marlins are still in this playoff race. You know, they're four games back of the Padres in the wild card race, but you're beating teams right now that, you know, it matters for some of these teams. You know, the Marlins are in the playoff race. The Twins are in the playoff race too. They have the third wild card spot right now. And then you're going back up against the Cardinals, who you did, you know, literally just play, you know, well, whatever it was, right before the Minnesota series. So you're playing these important series, especially when you're playing against, you know, a lot of these teams. Look, like, I mean, both wild card races, or at least at one point in the season, it was okay. Like, a lot of teams are in it, but either way, getting these back to back sweeps really important. For look, again, not out of the question to go win the division. Not out of the question. It's 4.5 back. It's not out of the question. I'm not saying they're going to go do it, but not out of the question. 4.5 back is not that bad. Second thing to talk about from the series, and maybe it's because I produced the morning show and John Johnson the last like 3 days straight. There's been a lot of talk about, like, okay, why they're getting going, you know, well, why is the offense finally getting going? It's not because of Luis Arraez, and I don't think it's because Alec Bohm said, now we have a plan at the plate. Well, I think it's partially because he did say that. And apparently this meeting that they had. I just think, I know it's so cliche, but I'm going to say it. And Derek Hill talked about it, I think, a couple of nights ago, that they, you know, the 162-game season. I just think they were due to get going. I don't think there's any, like, necessarily any rhyme or reason. Now, maybe there's a bit of this, the whole thing of this meeting and whatnot. I think, you know, I think Bryson Stott talked about it too, about how, like, they were, you know, they realized, like, oh, we're, like, last in OBP and blah, blah, blah as an offense. I think they realized that, and they were like, oh, we need to start hitting better. And I don't think it's like a flip of the switch they start hitting better, but to a certain extent, like, it's baseball. I think that Alec Bohm has been due to get going. He's had a bad season. I don't think he's that bad of a hitter. Do I think he's an elite hitter? No. But do I think he's that bad of a hitter as he's been the first 3 months of the season? No. I think he's been due to get going. Bryson Stott, I think, has been due to get going. He's been scorching hot over the last, like, month and a half. So, I mean, which the Phillies have really needed, especially as, like, Brandon Marsh has been somebody that has had a, you know, not the best second half. And, you know, considering that the monster first half he had. But, you know, a lot of these guys, I just feel like we're due to get going. And I still think Kyle Schwarber's due to have a monster, like, next 5 weeks where he goes up and hits like 20 home runs. I just think this is the ebbs and flows. And that's the exact phrase that Derek Hill used. And obviously it's one we've heard a million times when it comes to baseball. They were just due to get going, man. That's how it goes. They were due to get going. I don't think there's really much to say about, you know, people are brought up, well, it's the addition of Arraez. Not like these guys are veterans. Like, snapping the finger, Arraez didn't come in and, oh, automatically they're better hitters. No, you know, also Arraez had the worst slump of his career in a long time. So settle down. You know, if anything, for a time there, they were affecting him, but just kidding. Next thing, so I think they were due to get going. Next thing, man, talking about the offense a little bit already, but good series for the offense, and they continue to be better at the plate this month. They are number one in baseball and on base percentage. Coming into it, they were one of the worst. So really good series for the offense. You know, night one, we're able to score six runs. You know, Alec Bohm seems like he's beginning clutch hits left and right. A lot of these, you know, situations where there's runners on base, he's really coming through, and he had a couple of those hits in this series. Did Alec Bohm. Now, he did go 0-for-4 last night, but prior to that, he's been, you know, super hot and, you know, coming up clutch in these situations. Luis Arraez is really starting to get going. Hit a homer last night. 1-for-5 in the first game. 3-for-4 in the second game with a run scored. And then 2-for-4 last night with the home run. So, love to see Luis Arraez get going, and this offense is continuing to get going, feeding off of the Field of Dreams game where they scored 7 runs in that. And, you know, since then they have been scoring, you know, consistently a good amount of runs. 7 runs in that Field of Dreams game, 9 on Saturday against Twins, 7 again on Sunday against Twins, 6-6-4 against the Marlins. So the offense has been way more consistent lately, and they're going to need that heading into the playoffs. They will make the playoffs. I'm still sticking to that, and not going high or low here just because they're going through a bad streak or a hot streak. I'm sticking to they're going to make the playoffs. And yes. All right, last thing, man. And I'll get into Aaron Nola in a couple of minutes as well. I want to dive more into him in a couple of minutes. But Chris Sanchez, he was good for them. Did allow 8 hits, but it was able to get out of jams. Only allowed 1 run. Did have 3 walks. But again, big thing is being able to get out of jams for Christopher Sanchez. Zach Wheeler, I don't know. I'm not like super worried about Zach Wheeler. Now, he did allow 4 walks. And we're not seeing the best stuff from Zach Wheeler right now. It's going through a little bit of a rut. Maybe he's a dead arm. Has he gone through this before? Yeah, we have seen it. I'm not worried about Zach Wheeler. Not all that worried. I know he's getting a little older. You know, he's not getting any younger as a pitcher. He's only getting older. I get that. But Wheeler has gone through this stuff before. Maybe they do need to skip a start. I don't know. But I'm not really worried about it. I think if this continues throughout September, I mean, that's a problem. But we're not there yet. I'm not concerned about Zach Wheeler at all right now. So, you know, Wheeler was able to push through that on Tuesday night. Bullpen was able to pick him up, and so was the Phillies offense. So, and then Aaron Nola, man. Aaron Nola is pitching the best that he has pitched in a while, probably since 2024. And that was just fantastic stuff from him. 7 innings, 5 hits, 1 run, 8 strikeouts, man. That is obviously his prime pitch is his knuckle curve, man. That breaking ball is so important, and it looks really good, better than it ever has right now, as it has been for Aaron Nola. So some of my thoughts and takeaways from the series against the Fish, another sweep. It's great. Next thing I want to talk about, who is the most important Philly for the next 5 weeks to make sure the Phillies make the playoffs? Now, I got a lot of replies of, you know, some people I agree with, some people I don't. I'll get into that. Look, man, I clearly said in the tweet, give me the most important Philly, just one. And when people say, in general, the bullpen, why would you reply that? When I asked to give me one Philly, please give me one Philly. It's not that serious. I know, it's just Twitter, like, whatever.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
But, like, at the same time, like, oh, it's the bullpen. Oh, it's the hitting in general. Like, come on, man. Give me one Philly, man. When I asked you one Philly, like, give me one. Come on, man. I'm just being a little annoying there, but I'm just saying. Give me one. If you're going to go to the bullpen, give me a guy. Give me Brooks Raley. Give me Jonathan Bolin. Give me somebody like that. When I say hitting, give me one guy. You know? That's what makes the questions fun, is to maybe use your brain and think about it. No disrespect. all right, so who I think is the most important Philly for the next 5 weeks, I wanted to save a little bit there you know, I didn't want to get too much into him, but I'm going to get into him now. I think it's Aaron Nola, man. I think Aaron Nola is the most important Philly for the next 5 weeks. Here's why. So, number one, I trust the offense. I think it's going to be good enough here. I think Brandon Marsh at some point is going to get going. Had a bad July. He's had a bit better of an August. It's been an okay August, but a bad July. I think Brandon Marsh is going to get going. I think Kyle Schwarber is going to have at some point a monster stretch coming up. I think Harper is going to have a solid end of the season. And I think the Phillies offense is going to be good enough to give them a chance to make the playoffs and maybe get to that number one spot in the NL East. I don't know though, but the offense, I trust the offense. And I think the bullpen is okay. Obviously Duran's one of the best in baseball, but bullpen's okay. I think the key X factor is, man, is like, I trust Wheeler. I trust Sanchez. I trust Lizardo. I think if Aaron Nola can get back to being a consistent Aaron Nola, that gives you one of the best rotations in baseball. Like, that's a top five rotation in baseball. If you have 1 through 4, if you have Sanchez, Wheeler, Lizardo, and Nola, and we'll see what Andrew Painter does here. He's gonna pitch the second game of this series. Yeah, second game of the series coming up against the Cardinals. And I just think if Nola is back to being Aaron Nola, and we see how good that knuckle curve is, and we see how he starts at bats off with that fastball, location with the fastball, it's all important. Aaron Nola is my most important Philly because I think he secures a playoff spot, no doubt. I still think they're going to make the playoffs no matter what, but he really secures a playoff spot and maybe gives them a decent shot at winning the NL East. If Nola is back to being Aaron Nola, 1 through 4, I think Nola is my, not I think, I know Nola is my most important Philly for the next 5 weeks. And there's a lot of answers. That's why I asked the question, because there are a lot of answers that you can go with. Now, the ones I don't agree with, because maybe it's because I trust them, are people are like Wheeler. I think you're jumping the gun on Wheeler. Someone said Sanchez. Somebody said Schwarber. I don't know if they were kidding or not. Like, oh, he hasn't done anything. Like, what are you talking about? Like, Schwarber will be fine. He's a guy I trust. Harper's a guy I trust. Maybe you can see somebody like Trey Turner, because Trey has said that I had a great season overall. Boehm, Stott, guys like that, like Brandon Marsh even. Like, those are guys that I can see. And even if you want to pick out one from the bullpen, maybe Brooks Raley, to say like, okay, well, we need to see what he's got, you know, for the next 5 weeks. So come playoff time, maybe he's one of the lockdown back end, because he's going to have to be that guy. That's why we traded for him, right? So... I think you can go one of those guys. I think Aaron Nola is my most important Philly. So Aaron Nola, he is my most important Philly. And yeah, I'm going Nola's. I mean, and he's been great lately. He's been great. So, Nola is my most important Philly. But what say you? You can always tweet me at @Rojas_media_. Let me know what you think. Who is your most important Philly for them to secure a playoff spot over the next 5 weeks? All right, so the Phillies did sign a pitcher. Kind of came out of nowhere. There were reports yesterday morning that the Phillies were looking at Nestor Cortez. And it came true. I think Robert Murray from FanSided did, I think it was the first on it. And then John Heyman second. Or he tweeted out that Nestor Cortez was signed by the Phillies. So it is official. Phillies made it official. They signed Nestor Cortez to a 1-year major league contract. It's a $1.5 million deal while in the majors and $250,000 while he is in the minors. He's been optioned to single A Clearwater out of the gate. Cortez agreed to it. So Cortez is going to start out in single A. And what does this mean for Cortez? What does this mean for the Phillies? I think he's just a depth piece, maybe for the rotation here. And I also think, you know, potentially another arm out of the bullpen. Now, he hasn't pitched since last year. He's dealt with injury problems recently. I think he had surgery in the offseason, and he's had dealt with injuries like throughout like the last couple of years. And Cortez, I mean, he had a decent season for the Yankees a couple of years ago. He had an all-star season back in 2022. I think he's really been the same since the pitch clock. Hasn't really been able to do his um, his wind-up antics, his timing antics to throw hitters off. So maybe that's been one thing. I it doesn't really move the needle for me. Like, yeah, no, Cortez has been a name. Obviously, he was a Yankee, and I've said that all-star season in 2022, and he is an interesting personality. So there's that with Cortez, but not like necessarily a needle mover. So, but the Phillies do sign Nestor Cortez. Okay, moving on to injuries and transactions. Injuries, Tanner Banks with a left forearm strain, currently on the 60-day IL. He's expected to return mid to late September. He threw live batting practice a couple of days ago without any issues. He will throw at least one more live BP scheduled for tomorrow before potentially progressing to a rehab assignment. And they also DFA'd Brian Keller. And I guess maybe within, with the corresponding move for Nestor Cortez. So they DFA Brian Keller. All right, so moving on to the last thing. Series preview against the St. Louis Cardinals. Cardinals currently right now are sitting the season. They're playing right now against Cincinnati Reds, and they're losing 5-4. But as we speak, they are 65-63, third in the National League Central. They are 6-4 in their last 10 games. Rankings-wise, in Major League Baseball, their offense is 17th in runs scored. Starting pitching has been their strong suit this year. 9th in ERA in the bullpen. I guess statistically, when you're looking at earned run average, that is the worst for their team. They're 18th in ERA. Starting pitching matchups, Friday night, 6:40, will be Hunter Dobbins versus Jesus Luzardo. Looking for Luzardo to continue his dominance, so Dobbins versus Luzardo. And then on Saturday night, 6:05, it will be Andre Pallante versus Andrew Painter. Looking for Painter to, you know, coming off a start, he struggled a little bit. He did come out of the gate pretty good against Baltimore, and then had a decent start against Washington, but he got pulled out because of the knee, the hamstring? I forget what it was. It was some soreness I thought he had, but it wasn't that big of a deal. Then St. Louis was decent against, but then Minnesota, not all that great. But looking for Painter to maybe not have another, you know, start where he gives up five earned. So looking for Painter to have a good start next against the Andre Pallante and the Cardinals on Saturday night at 6:05. Sunday afternoon will be the finale of the series. It will be Kyle Leahy versus Christopher Sanchez. So, and that's a 1:35 start. So Leahy versus Sanchi. My players to watch in this series are for the Cardinals, and maybe not one that's a surprise because he's become a villain here ever since the home run derby, but he is hitting really well in the month of August, and he hit a home run. He's already hit a home run today. He's got a homer, 1-for-3. And I feel like he hit a slam because his one homer and 4 RBI. I think it was a slam, but I could be wrong. But he does have a homer today. And it's really good numbers this month. I think coming into this game against the Reds, he was hitting .339 in the month of August. So Jordan Walker has been really good. He's my player to watch. On the other side, I mentioned him a little earlier on. I think for the Phils, I'm going Brandon Marsh. And the reason why I'm going Marsh, I mean, I was originally going to go Painter, but I'm going to go Marsh because as much as maybe Marsh has come back to earth a little bit, I still think, you know, Marsh is even a better hitter potentially than his numbers have indicated. His OPS plus is like just above 100, which is league average. So, I mean, that July he had, it was just putrid, and he's been all right this month. He's got a 101 OPS plus as we speak right now. Still like decent numbers on the year, but you know, Marsh is one of their best hitters for the first 3 months. It'd be nice to see Marsh finish the season after having a really good start. And I would expect him to. I don't know if he's going to have monster next 5 weeks, but it'll be nice to see Marsh start to get into a hot streak because he's due now. You know, Stott was due. Bohm was due. So I think Brandon Marsh is my player to watch for the Philadelphia Phillies. So, all right, that will do it for another episode of Phillies Today. Let me know everything that we talked about today. Let me know what you thought about the Marlins series. Who's the most important Philly over the next 5 weeks for the team to make the playoffs? Tell me that. What you thought of Nestor Cortez signing and the upcoming series against St. Louis Cardinals. So that will do it for me. Another episode of Phillies Today. It's been Francisco Rojas, and I'll talk to you guys soon.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on Auto Trader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on Auto Trader. Really?
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
The 2026 Lincoln Aviator SUV turns a robust list of features into a world of premium experiences. Excite your drive with impressive horsepower and torque. Customize your comfort with available perfect position seats featuring 30 configurations. Make room for two more passengers with powerful third row seats that can fold flat with the touch of a button. And immerse yourself in the finest expression of design and services with available elevated packages. Experience it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer.